This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, well, it is once again indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you in your reality. Elevating in your vibrational level. Now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there continues once again to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction in the exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again as well, we would remind you that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative-like state and to be involved in that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and the energy that you have created in this fact on this afternoon will assist you in that process and that experience. And once again, the information that you receive in that older state of consciousness, although it may not be readily available to you in total recall in your so-called awakened consciousness state, is nonetheless many times is much more pertinent to your individual requests and needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so once again, we would encourage you to become involved and to participate in that altered state of consciousness. But as always, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality that you experience, as we have suggested so many times, not only in this incarnational period, but in others as well, where we have interacted and exchanged information with each of you. This reality is an expression and a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. That seems like such a simple, almost oversimplified, explanation of your reality creation process, particularly when you attempt to apply it to realities that you are experiencing in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that you would view as being either a desirable or a less than desirable reality. You see, it can apply to each of those realities. That one can be perhaps as difficult for you to accept and to understand that you are responsible for as the other, whether it is, once again, a desirable or what you would term to be a less than desirable reality that you are experiencing. Once again, that spark of consciousness that you are does not make that judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable, but rather creates the reality that you experience from a position of absolute unconditional love without that type of judgment as suggesting that this is good or bad, right or wrong, that you should or should not have that experience. And it doesn't matter, once again, whether in your awakened consciousness that you view it as being a desirable or less than desirable experience, a good or bad, positive or negative. Once again, those are human consciousness belief systems. The irony of it is that it takes the same amount of energy to create the reality, whether you believe it to be positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable, good or bad, whatever terminology you wish to apply, to the opposite ends of the spectrum of your experience in your awakened consciousness state, takes the same amount of energy to have that experience. For example, when individuals are involved in what you might refer to as some type of an aggressive or dominant situation, where someone is in what you would refer to as an abusive relationship or interaction, it takes as much energy for each individual involved in that process to sustain their beliefs and belief systems in the creation of that reality. The individual who is what you might refer to as the abused in that particular interaction or relationship is looked upon many times as being a victim that is not in control of the reality that they experience. Not only that individual that's involved in the interaction, but as others outside of that particular interaction are viewing the relationship and the interaction between two, and have a difficult time in accepting that the individuals on either side of that relationship are both equally responsible for the reality that they experience. And that it takes as much effort, once again, for either individual on either side to perpetuate the beliefs that they hold that are the responsibility for that reality experience. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, you look at an abusive situation. You look at the one that you would suppose to be the victim, what you would label as the victim being involved in that relationship. And you have the difficulty accepting that they are choosing to be involved in that abusive type of relationship, which is absolutely, in your awakened consciousness state, something that you would label as being very less than desirable. And so it becomes difficult to accept that they are actually choosing to be involved in that relationship, that it's a reality, that they continue to perpetuate the belief that's responsible for that type of experience and creation process. However, when you begin to look deeper into the beliefs and belief system, into the reality that that individual is involved in, quite frequently, and almost without exception, you will find that that individual has what you would in your so-called awakened consciousness state, a low opinion of themselves, a very low self-esteem, if you wish, does not like who they are. And as a result of holding that belief system, not only holding that belief system, but perpetuating it through various activities that validate to them that they are not worthy, that they are not individuals who have enough self-respect to believe that it's capable for them to be involved in a different type of experience, that they're not worthy of being in a what you refer to as normal relationship, hold that belief that they are, once again, lacking in self-esteem. They do not like who they are, consciously, and not only consciously, but through various other levels of their conscious state. You see, these beliefs that you hold in your, what you would refer to as deep consciousness, do not simply disappear when you alter your state of consciousness and go from a wide awake level of consciousness into an altered state of consciousness that you refer to as a meditative state or as your dream state. Although you come closer to the understanding of the release of the process that you utilize to create this reality, you nonetheless hold those beliefs even in this altered state of consciousness. And so It's not simply a belief that's held in your so-called awakened consciousness, that, but it perpetuates to various levels of your consciousness. And as a result, these entities that are in these so-called abusive situations that are the victims, is what you would label as the victims, have this low self-esteem, do not like who they are. And as a result of holding that belief that they are not worthy, holding a belief that they are not capable of altering their reality, they begin to expect a reality that is less than desirable. They begin to expect that they will be involved in a relationship where they will be abused, where it will validate the belief that they're not worthy, will validate the belief that they are the reason that they are involved in that relationship, and that the abuse is being directed towards them because they're not worthy, because they are expected. Now, while we continuously suggest that the reality you experience is indeed a reflection of the beliefs and the beliefs that you hold, nonetheless, we also suggest that there are, once again, human consciousness belief systems and societal belief systems and individual belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you experience. And so here we have these individuals involved in what you refer to as an abusive situation, an abusive relationship, where one is dominating over the other who is supposedly the victim. And you look upon that as a group and a society, and you all hold belief systems as well, that is occurring. And to some extent you even hold belief systems that the individuals that are involved in that relationship have chosen to be there. And so you accept that it's a part of your reality creation process. And so while you are not directly responsible, as each individual can interact and does interact with other entities and has the capacity to change your reality, nonetheless, it's a combination of those beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness system. And so consequently, this reality that you experience, well, it is indeed the validation of individual belief systems. It's also influenced by, once again, the human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems. In some societies, where there are what you in your so-called immediate society you refer to as your, like your Western society, which somehow many hold as seemingly more advanced or more civilized than some of the other societies in what you refer to as the less advanced, perhaps, terminology which you like to apply, or your so-called some Eastern type of societies where individuals involved in a relationship accept that one will be dominant over the other, where there are genders, different genders involved in relationships, which in your society you would look upon as having the opportunity, indeed, the requirement that in order for that to be a, what you refer to as an acceptable relationship, that the individuals involved in that relationship are treated as equals, that they are both treated as having the expectation to be involved in a interaction where both individuals have that opportunity to like who they are, to love themselves and to be involved in a mutually advantageous interaction and relationship according to your society beliefs and belief systems. It's important that you continue to grasp the understanding that it's a awake human consciousness belief system and a belief human consciousness judgment that's passed upon these interactions and these examples that we're expressing to you. Once again, from our perspective and from the perspective from which you correct your reality, from that fuck of consciousness that you are, there is no such judgment. And so, we're suggesting that these beliefs, these understandings, and these perceptions of interactions in your societies are, once again, your judgments that are made in your human consciousness awake system. Now, in the so-called Eastern societies, which you, in your so-called Western, and for some perhaps more advanced type of society, you look upon them as these other societies where they believe that there is, within a particular relationship, the necessity for one individual to be dominant over the other. Not only is it acceptable within that relationship, it's acceptable within that particular society and societal belief system. And so all of the individuals involved in that particular societal belief system are having an influence upon the very individual realities and experiences in the relationships of individuals in that particular society. Similar to how all of the individuals in your so-called Western society hold certain beliefs that are influencing the realities that are being experienced by individuals in other relationships, in individual relationships as they interact with each other. And the ones that are acceptable by your society are the ones that, once again, you look upon as being a relationship where each individual is treated equally and is expected to have that capacity to like and to love who they are. However, you also, in your so-called advanced and Western society, have these individuals who are involved in these relationships that you refer to as abusive relationships, where you have the victim and the aggressor. And while, once again, it is as a result of the belief that those individuals hold, it is as well influenced by individuals involved in the interactions with those entities. And sometimes not only interacting at your so-called awakened consciousness level, but interactions that occur at your so-called subconscious and altered state of conscious levels. And so, while it may seem to be contradictory that you are influencing other individuals, it's important to understand and to grasp the concept that those individuals are also agreeing to participate in that interaction and that involvement. You're not imposing your will upon another, but rather being involved at the level where you interact with those entities on an accepted basis. Accepted, and while it may be difficult for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, a welcome interaction and validation of beliefs and belief systems. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp how you interact with each other, influence each other, and yet maintain absolute control over the reality that you experience. And once again, it's not that others have the capacity to influence your reality so much as it is that you have the capacity to allow others to be involved in that creation process, and you actually become involved through agreements and interactions and consensus to be involved with other entities, reality creation, Paulo says. And so the individual involved, once again, to use our example, in an abusive situation, is a victim who believes that they are not worthy. It was the expectation to experience reality to validate that belief and belief system. And you have other entities who are involved in that interaction, in that relationship, who have at some level agreed to participate and have agreed to validate that belief and belief system. Many times it's done in a manner that's almost, in your awakened consciousness state, unperceptible, almost without realization. It's like it's difficult for us to put it into words, because you see, we continue to look at it upon it as being a correction process that you're all rejoicing in creating, and yet it's not in your awakened consciousness state. Something that you look upon as a reality that you would rejoice in creating, and in fact in your awakened consciousness state, many times would become quite distraught, if you wish, at the understanding that you not only are aware of that interaction, but are actually at some level participating in that creation process. It becomes difficult to give an explanation of beliefs and beliefs that are held between many individuals are involved in that type of interaction, come in contact, if you wish, with that abusive situation. Many individuals, rather than attempting to understand the both sides of the situation, understanding and grasping the concept that both individuals involved in that situation are there because they desire to be there. And therefore both, if you believe and if they believe that to be a less than desirable reality, are indeed the creators of the problem, then it's very difficult as outsiders, if you wish, as observers, to not judge one as being more in control or less in control, or as one as being the aggressor and the other the victim, as one as being in a less than desirable state, but rather viewing that both are involved in this interaction to validate beliefs and belief systems that they hold. And if they wish to alter that reality and that interaction, then one must look upon both as being the creators of their reality. And if it's, once again, a less than desirable reality that's experienced in your awakened consciousness state, then both need to alter beliefs and belief systems. And quite frequently, in your awakened consciousness state, when individuals are viewing that type of an interaction or relationship, there's a tendency for one to be viewed as being the victim and the other as the aggressor. And one, the tendency many times is to take pity upon one, but to feel some type of outrage towards the other. And by doing so, you perpetuate the situation. You become involved in creating a reality through an agreement that you make at various levels of your consciousness. And all of the so-called spark of consciousness that you are from where you create your reality rejoices in validating not only the belief systems of the individuals who are involved in that relationship, but the belief systems that other individuals who are observing that relationship look upon as being somehow superior, and look upon as being one as somehow being a victim and the other as somehow being the aggressor. And so all are involved. All are experiencing realities that validate beliefs and belief systems, and all are interacting to create that reality. It becomes very difficult to grasp all of this concept of the creation process in the big picture. And so we continuously come back to try and attempt to simplify and to suggest that the reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. It's like breaking it down to its simplest form. You have, for example, as well, in your so-called technological advances, through the utilization of your technology that you refer to as computers and your type of electronic intelligence, if you break down the codes that are utilized to create that type of artificial intelligence, it comes down to the basics of a combination of the letter one to various repetitions and through various different conglomerations, and yet broken down, it comes to a very simple basic of your number one letter. Very simple. And so it is with your beliefs and belief systems in your reality creation process. When you break it down, when you bring it back, it always comes back to a validation of a belief and belief systems. Belief systems, as we have suggested, are a combination of beliefs that result in the belief system, such as your human consciousness belief system and your societal belief system, then for each an individual belief system. We can use other examples. You have, for example, individuals who hold a belief that is there were to concentrate their thought process and direct it towards some entity that exists outside of your vibrational level, that entity somehow has the capacity to control the reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. As we have suggested many times, there is no such entity existing outside of your vibrational level. You put in place, in fact, a electromagnetic type of energy that eliminates the possibility for that entity existing outside of your reality, outside of your vibrational level, to have the capacity to control or influence your reality. Nonetheless, you have existing within this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state all types of individuals who are involved in various interactions, what you refer to as various religious activities, who believe that existing outside of your reality are entities or an entity that has the capacity to influence your reality and to correct your reality. That entity doesn't exist, but what does exist is the belief in that entity. And so you have a group of individuals who believe that they all have this thought process, that they all utilize what you refer to as a prayer type of interaction, and all hold the belief that they can influence the reality of someone else by having this entity existing outside of your reality step in and interfere with that entity's creation process, that it's possible to alter that individual's reality, alter what it is that they experience in their awakened consciousness state. And so you have these so-called prayer sessions where they all hold this belief that it's possible to have this entity, if you wish, influence some other individual, and through that influence have the capacity to change that individual's reality that they experience. Does that happen? Do you think that that's possible? No, it does not happen. There is no entity out there that influences or changes the reality in this particular vibrational level. But what does happen is that the entity that that particular prayer is directed to believes as well that it's possible. believes as well that the influence of these entities involved in this so-called process can have the capacity to have some entity existing outside of your reality influence their reality, and they accept that as a possibility. They accept that as a belief that they hold. And as a result, these entities, all at some level of their consciousness, are all agreeing to participate, all holding the similar belief systems that it's possible, and they have that expectation that it will occur, including the entity to whom the so-called alteration of reality is directed, agrees to participate, believes as well that it's possible, becomes involved in that process, even though they may not in their awakened consciousness state be aware that it's occurred, but nonetheless at some level of their consciousness accept that it's possible, not only possible, but that it is indeed as real as what it is that they experience in their awakened consciousness state. They believe that their whole entire reality is influenced by this entity existing outside of your vibrational level. And so at some level of their consciousness, when these so-called entities involved in what we refer to as this prayer session are directing their energies and their belief systems in what they believe to be some entity existing outside of your reality that can influence the other entity, they are in fact creating a reality with a possibility for that other entity who believes and accepts that it's possible to have another entity influence their reality, have that occur. Validate their belief system, and as a result of that validation, experience alterations in their reality. That the other entities existing in your so-called religious belief system have had a hand in participating in that creation process. But the key, once again, to understand is that everyone involved in that particular interaction agrees to be involved. Each one believes that it's possible. As a result of holding that belief, they create the reality to validate the belief system. And then, many times as a result, would intensify their belief that there is indeed some entity existing outside of your reality that has the capacity to influence your reality and to correct your reality. And as a result of holding that belief and belief system, indeed begin to increasingly be involved in the experiences which seem to be beyond their control, seem to be beyond their capacity to influence. Now, once again, there is not a right or wrong. This is not, we're not suggesting for an instant that one is superior to the other. Absolutely not. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality you desire and does so from a position of absolute unconditional love without judging whether it's right or wrong. The right or wrong concept is in your awakened consciousness state. So in your awakened consciousness state, there are those who don't believe that it's possible for any other entity to influence their reality and would look upon these other so-called religious belief systems as being something that is absolutely impossible to occur. And as a result, they participate in, whether they choose to believe it or not, in your awakened consciousness state. They participate in that creation process. They are interacting through a judgment, through a belief system in that creation process. It's what forms your societal belief systems. It influences the reality that you experience, but that you agree to participate in. It validates your beliefs and belief systems. We suggested so many times, if you don't like your reality, alter your belief and you'll change your reality. That's the very, very, very basic, simple explanation that we can give to each of you. However, it's really not all that easy in your awake consciousness state. when you have worked so hard for so long to put into play these beliefs and belief systems. Individuals, in another example, who are involved in an interaction between what you would refer to as your doctor and your patient relationship, where these individuals agree at some level that the doctor has the capacity to heal the patient, when it's actually the patient that heals themselves. But at some level, they also believe that the doctor has the capacity to heal them, and as a result, this interaction occurs, and so one belief affects the other. And so one belief validates the reality that they experience. And so when a certain individual who has a very strong feeling that the doctor has the capacity to heal them, then you should see the doctor. Because there is, for sure, the doctor who believes as well that they have the capacity to heal the patient, and when those two interact, then the results can be quite extraordinary to validate beliefs and belief systems. It's not right or wrong. It's not that one should or should not believe one way or the other. Absolutely not. Once again, we do not judge what's right or wrong in the stock of consciousness that you are. Does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you that which you desire to experience and rejoices in that creation process. And so you hold beliefs and belief systems. And as we have suggested, change the belief, you change the reality. Absolutely. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. If you can imagine it and desire it and expect it, you will bring it into your reality through your choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings, and through the beliefs that you hold. And if you don't like the reality, change the belief. Now that seems like such a simple statement, and yet we understand absolutely that it can be very difficult to change the belief. Beliefs particularly that we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. To change that belief is very, very difficult indeed. To change the belief in a societal belief system as well can be very difficult. It's a participation that you have agreed to be involved in. And very difficult to step outside of that belief system. An individual belief systems as well can be very difficult to change, particularly beliefs and belief systems that you put in place in between incarnational state, at that level of consciousness from which you truly create your reality. Very difficult to change. You come into this particular incarnational period, which you think is this is it. You believe, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, that this is the most important reality that you experience. And as we have suggested many times, it's really not that way at all. But nonetheless, we're not going to suggest that it doesn't have a significance. Absolutely not. It's very significant. It's one that you choose to be involved in. And from that perspective alone, it's very significant. However, once again, beliefs that you put in place in your altered state of consciousness at that level from which you create your reality, that you put in place in what we will refer to as between incarnational periods, simply to give you a sense of this perception that you hold of time and space, these beliefs that you put in place in these between incarnational periods can be very difficult for you to alter in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You put in place in that between incarnational period beliefs that you will become into a situation, for example, to go back to our description and our utilization of an example of individuals involved in an abusive situation. In this altered state of consciousness, you pick and choose to become involved in a reality where you are, from the time that you enter into this so-called incarnational period, put in an abusive situation. It's like that innocent child. That innocent child, as we would suggest, chose to be involved in that situation. And that's difficult to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. We accept that absolutely, and we're not for a minute criticizing that there is something wrong with your being opposed to that type of abusive situation that children are involved in. Absolutely not. But what we're suggesting is that that individual, that entity, that spark of consciousness chose to be involved in a certain situation where there was the possibility of that particular type of reality occurring, for the opportunity to experience the emotions and feelings that are created through that reality process. A very difficult concept, once again, to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, you exist in this vibrational level because you choose to have the opportunity to experience extreme emotions and feelings in situations where you believe you are not in control. And that doesn't just start when you become an adolescent or an adult. It begins the instant that you enter into a particular situation that you choose to be involved in. And so you have these children, if you wish, these entities that you believe are new entities, who are actually no more and no less than any other entity that exists or has existed or will exist in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. That's the other point, an important aspect to remember. That these entities, as difficult as it is for you to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, are not new. They're only new in your so-called perception of a particular incarnational period. And so they choose to be involved in this abusive situation. They choose to be involved with individuals where there's this aggressor and there is this victim, if you wish, and they become involved as either a victim or, in many instances, become the aggressor. And so they begin to develop what you would refer to as certain characteristics, certain levels of self-esteem, begin to either like or not like who they are. Put in place all of the necessary elements to either love themselves unconditionally or to not like who they are. And they begin to hold those beliefs and belief systems and bring them through this experience in a particular incarnational period. And so they get into their so-called adolescence and into their adulthood, and they have consciously begin to believe what it is that they have experienced and created and desired in their so-called subconscious. And they begin to consciously hold that belief that they are not worthy, that they are not deserving. And so they hold that expectation and they become involved in certain interactions and relationships that perpetuate and validate that belief and belief system. And so whether you like to hold that as an understanding in your awakened consciousness state or not, they get what it is they desire. Now, they've been working at this for a very long time. And they've brought it in at a level of consciousness that has put in place as a belief system at, once again, that level that we refer to as the between incarnational states, where you make and choose all of these different various occurrences to come within a particular incarnational period, and they come as either possibilities or probabilities. And as you continue to perpetuate the belief system, what was once maybe simply a possibility becomes a very strong probability. And it becomes very difficult to change. It becomes very difficult to approach those entities and suggest that, hey, if you change your belief, you know you'll change your reality. Oh, really? They look at you like, really? Oh, yes, absolutely. You're a victim, but you're in control. You have but to change your belief and you can alter that reality. A very difficult to have someone accept that as something that will occur simply by altering a belief or a belief system. And they have the expectation to begin with that they're not worthy. Very difficult. But nonetheless, to bring it back once again to the very simple basic. Change your belief, change the reality. Now, we've used that example of an entity who chose to be involved in a situation where from their adolescence through their adulthood, they have perpetuated the belief that they chose in their altered state of consciousness to be involved in what you refer to as an abusive situation where they are indeed being treated as victims, or what you would label as victims. As we have said many times, in those situations, the victim is more in control than the aggressor. And it's very difficult to change that victim's belief or belief system. Now, the irony of it is that we use that as an example, and you, as individuals in your awakened consciousness state, look at that as being a less than desirable reality, and so therefore have a much easier time labeling that as being something that you are not in control of. It's when it's less than desirable that one has a tendency to suggest that, well, that's not my problem. I didn't desire that. I would never ask to be involved in that type of creation process. Why would I want to be involved in a day-to-day activity that I deemed to be less than desirable? So you look upon that as a very difficult reality and a belief system to change. Absolutely. So we're not suggesting for an instant that it isn't. It's difficult to change because, once again, at some level, you choose to perpetuate it. Very difficult to change, absolutely. Not impossible, but difficult. The irony of it is that you can look at someone that's involved in what you would refer to as being a very desirable reality. We have now at the other end of the spectrum, if you wish, an entity who comes into a situation where they are treated with respect, if you wish, with love, are taught from this infancy to develop self-respect, to like who they are, to put in place very strong characteristics and principles. And they go through their adolescence and into their adulthood, and they experience all of these realities that reinforce their belief and belief system that they are worthy, and they have that expectation, and they have that belief that they can create the things that they desire. And so they look upon that as individuals many times who are somehow special, that these individuals somehow are superior in the way that they exist in your so-called awakened consciousness state, that they somehow have a superior belief or belief system. It's important to understand that the spot of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is right or wrong, good or bad. They simply rejoice in the creation process and give to you that which you desire. These entities who are experiencing these so-called desirable realities in your awakened consciousness state. And many times, those individuals are much more apt to accept responsibility for the reality that they experience than the reality that is being experienced and the acceptance of a reality being experienced by someone who classifies themselves or is classified by your societal beliefs as being a victim. And so you have this entity who is in what you refer to as being in a desirable creation process, perhaps involved in very fulfilling relationships, has the monetary stability that you look upon as being necessity to enjoy your existence in your awakened consciousness state. And that individual, ironically, has a much easier time accepting the responsibility for the reality they experience. And they will give you all types of reasons. Well, I work hard. That's why I deserve it. Well, I do this or I do that. That's why I deserve it. Or I was born into a situation where I am deserving. And so they accept the responsibility. The irony of it is that it is difficult for those particular individuals to change their belief or belief system to alter that reality as it is for the individual who is in the state that you refer to as being a victim to alter their reality and their beliefs and belief systems. It takes as much effort to sustain either of those so-called realities, whether one is desirable and less than desirable, and it takes as much effort to alter the beliefs that are responsible for those realities. You will notice that entities who are in what you refer to as a desirable reality can go through what you would term some type of minor disaster and come out from the other side always what's your terminology that you like to utilize, smelling like a rose. They seem to never fade. Because they hold the belief and their expectation that that's what's going to occur. They believe it and they expect it. They like who they are. They have a certain set of principles, which you may or may not agree with, that they apply. But they, by applying those principles that they believe are the necessary principles to strengthen their character, they begin to like who they are and to love themselves consciously. You see, it's not necessary that the principles that one chooses are principles that another would look at as being the most important or the most desirable. Absolutely not. You choose the principles that you apply in your life to strengthen your character, to satisfy your belief in what the necessary principles are that you should utilize to create the reality that you desire so that you can have that self-worth, that expectation. And once again, these entities who are involved in these so-called desirable realities find it is hard to alter their belief and their reality as that individual who's involved in what you refer to as a less than desirable reality. That individual in that desirable reality is also supported by other entities. Whether they like to accept that they are being responsible for and influencing and participating in that reality or not, at some level, they agree to participate. At some level, they agree to be involved in that creation process. At the willingness and acceptance and desire of that individual who is experiencing the so-called desirable reality. And so it becomes difficult not only to understand but to give an explanation of how interactive you are with each other. When you accumulate in a group such as you have here on this afternoon, and you all hold similar beliefs and desires and expectations, the energy that you create allows for this interaction to occur. It gives you, through the utilization and combination of your energy and belief systems, a capacity to achieve more than what seems to be possible for you as an individual by yourself. And so it is, not only within this particular group that you're involved in on this afternoon, but all of the interactions that you have with other entities in your day-to-day activities. We have suggested that there are no accidents that occur. Validation of beliefs and belief systems. Other entities have recognized in your so-called past, in your history, that when like minds, if you wish, or consciousnesses or belief systems combined and act as a group, that the effect of that interaction creates an energy and a result of an expectation that far, far exceeds the possibilities that occur if these individuals are attempting to achieve that creation process on their own individual basis. When you gather into a group, and you bring into that group a common belief, a common goal, if you wish, a common energy, then you enhance and you strengthen the belief and the belief systems, and you enhance the probability of creating that reality. It's how it occurs in your human consciousness belief systems, and how it occurs in your so-called societal belief systems, and when you combine your individual belief systems as well, you strengthen the possibility of creating a reality that you desire. It's why your so-called prayer services, or whatever terminology you like to apply, have an effect on an individual who believes that it's possible to have that particular activity affect and influence their reality. We have continuously attempted to keep the process of your creation at its simplest possible denomination. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And we suggest that through the utilization of your imagination, through your desires and your expectation, that you not only can but do alter your reality. And we've kept it on an individual basis, and we've suggested that through your thoughts and feelings, you influence your reality. The irony of it is that you not only influence your reality, but you influence the reality of this entire vibrational level, of those who are on the same page, if you wish, of those who wish to participate, of those who desire to be involved in that creation process. It's a consensus. It's never an influence where one is subjecting their beliefs or utilizing their beliefs to control another individual, but rather the other individual agrees to participate in the creation process. Thoughts and feelings influence your reality. Your beliefs and belief systems influence your reality. And your reality is a combination not only of what it is you experience within yourself, but all of the other individuals that you interact with, and all of the other individuals that exist throughout your entire vibrational level. It becomes difficult to grasp. You must go with inside. We have suggested that you are all that is. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe, because it's an illusion. What you experience in your altered state of consciousness is more real than what you experience in your so-called awake consciousness state. And in that altered state of consciousness, time and space, to a certain extent, disappear. And as a result of that alteration of time and space, and your perception of time and space, your thoughts and feelings, your beliefs and belief systems influence the entire vibrational level. And other thoughts and feelings influence your reality. It's your choice, because you agreed to participate. It's never in something which thrust upon you, but whether you agree to participate. There are those who would suggest that this is absolutely not possible, that it's not possible for their thoughts and feelings to influence others. And ironically, they create a reality that validates that belief system, and the other realities are influenced in a manner that that individual would perceive as having absolutely nothing to do with how they thought and felt. And ironically, it validates the belief and belief system. You're all that is. You are not separate. You are one. And yet you are an individual. It defies explanation. And yet it is the key to understanding your creation process. The answers are within sight. And once again, when we continuously address new individuals and groups who are not familiar with the message that we try to present that they wish to hear, we continuously go back to the very basics. You are all that is. You create your reality and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. We go back to that basics that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And many would look at that as an oversimplification. And it's really not an oversimplification, but breaking it down to the very, very basics of your creation process. To understand more who is inside. To understand that your thoughts and feelings affect others is to accept that others' thoughts and feelings affect you as well, through your choice and through their choice. When you witness someone involved in what you refer to as a less than desirable relationship, the thoughts and feelings, the attitudes that you hold can perpetuate, if you wish, and validate their reality. And they accept that. They welcome that at the level of consciousness from which they create the reality. Because it gives to them an experience in their awakened consciousness state that validates the belief they hold, and the spark of consciousness that they all rejoices in the creation process, and the thoughts and feelings, the attitudes, the choices and decisions that you make based upon that interaction as well, validate the belief you hold, and the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process when the interaction and validation of your beliefs and belief systems without judging whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. And it continuously comes back, once again, to the very simplicity of your reality in that you are all that is. The reality you experience is your creation, based upon your beliefs, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. When you gather in a group with similar thoughts and feelings and belief systems, then the synergy you create once again is much greater than the individual, and as a consequence has a greater influence of this reality being a type of reality that you desire to experience as being what you might refer to as a positive reality or a desirable reality, and you strengthen the probability of experiencing that in your awakened consciousness state. You interact with each other whether you choose to believe it or not. Not only interact with each other that you see and interact on a day-to-day basis, but in your altered state of consciousness, you interact with other entities that may exist in different societies within this earth system. And you interact with others who may not even be experiencing, in your so-called belief in time and space, a reality in this incarnational period. But nonetheless, you interact with, influence their reality through their choice, as they influence your reality through your choice. You create your reality. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. Now, once again, we would like to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity, and we would remind you once again as well that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity. And you have but to express the intent. And so until the next time that we have this opportunity, we bid each of you farewell with love and with peace. Mm-hmm.